Good morning, Nachum. Erev Shabbos, everybody. Good Moed, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of celebrating Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. Now, first of all, it's interesting that the Chol HaMoed has a degree of sanctity to it that we are permitted to do certain melachos, and we are not permitted to do other melachos, interestingly, is learned from one of the psukim in tomorrow's Kriyas HaTorah, and that is in chapter 34, Pasuk 18, the Torah tells us, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor, literally, you shall guard and observe the holiday of Matzos, Shivas Yomim, for 7 days. Now we know, wait a minute, that in Eretz Yisrael, there's the first day and there is the seventh day. Yes, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we keep an additional day. But what does the Torah mean when the Torah says, on a biblical level, that the Chag HaMatzos Pesach is 7 days. So included in those 7 days is Chol HaMoed, and the rabbis understand that the Torah left it to the rabbis to determine what is and what is not permissible on Chol HaMoed. The interesting part is that this Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Pesach, we read the Megillah of Shir HaShirim. Now the 8 chapters of Shir HaShirim are, as we know, a love story between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Now, interestingly, Rabbi Akiva taught that all the other Sifrei Kodesh are just that, Kodesh, they're holy, but Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. It is an especially holy book. And our rabbis interpret that phrase to mean the following, that in all the other books of Tanakh, so Eina Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, there is a level of literal understanding, and then there's also the additional drash, the additional lessons that we learn aside from the literal meaning. Not so explain the commentaries regarding the love story in Shir HaShirim and all the different aspects and descriptions of the relationship between the two lovers are to be understood as the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And we find so beautifully within the Shir HaShirim, Hine, we're talking about in chapter 2, verse 9, Hineza Omeid Achar Koslenu, behold, he stands behind our wall. Now, who the he is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the wall? Some say, literally, that this is a hint to the Kotel, highlighting, as the Midrash says, that the Shekhinah never left the Kotel. Now, this is truly amazing that a Midrash written 2,000 years ago promised that the Kotel would always be standing. Hashem promised that this wall and its Kedusha will always remain there. Pinch yourself. We are privileged that even though over the years so many different nations had control over Eretz Yisrael, and they could have brought the wall down, Hashem's word is perfect. Now, what do we find? He stands behind the wall, Mashkiach min hachalonos, Meitzitz min hacharakim, gazing through the window and Meitzitz and catching a glimpse through the hacharakim, through the crevices in the wall. The idea is there are times when we can see him and he sees us, and there are other times when it appears to us that Hashem is not even looking at us, as if, God forbid, there's lost interest. The answer to that is, as we'll see later on with the Shira, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in our time of Tzara, his eye is constantly on the Jewish people. So the Shira that we, Shir HaShirim, that we recite tomorrow on this Shabbos is appropriate for the occasion of Pesach. There are, as we know, the Megillah of Koheles, which is read on Sukkos, and the Megillah of Shir HaShirim on Pesach. The Megillah read on Sukkos, which is a universal holiday whereby we bring korbanos for the rest of the world, is Koheles with its universal message. Shir HaShirim is most particular and speaks of the time when we became his beloved, and this took place at the Yom Tov of Pesach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and showed his immense love for Klal Yisrael. Okay, we move on, and that is to the Yom Tov of Shvi Shel Pesach. Now, Shvi Shel Pesach, the Torah does not say what we are actually celebrating on this day. We know, based upon the Kriyas HaTorah that we're going to read on Achron Shel Pesach, where in Parshas Re'eh, chapter 16, Pasuk 8, the Torah says, Vayom HaShvi, and on the seventh day, Atzeres, it is to be an assembly, we get together. What's the reason of this? So the Sepurno says in his commentary, Netzru Bo Yisrael, the Jewish people were gathered together to serve Hashem, Bishavu Lo Shoruk, we sung for him, Shira, the song of Shiras Hayam, on the seventh day, Lefichach, therefore Nikdash Oso Hayom, therefore this day was designated, before they even knew what would be happening. Yes, on the seventh day, the sea split. Yes, on the seventh day afterwards, they sang Shira. Then they realized why, from the very beginning, Hashem told Moshe that the first day and the seventh day would be a holiday. This was actualized by the Shiras Hayom. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Shiras Hayom. Now, every morning we say in our tefillos, that Shira Chadasha Shivchu Geulim, a new song, a new appreciation. What was the new song and the new appreciation which we derived from the splitting of the Yamsuf? So, the Sefer Some Derech by Reb Brody, Zichrono Livracha, suggests a very interesting idea, and that is as follows, that there's no question that throughout the experience of when Moshe first receives his invitation at the burning bush and comes to the people as Hashem sent him, the first thing is in chapter 5 of Shmos, at the very beginning of, quote, the journey, the Torah says, Vayamein Ha'am. The people believed. The people believed that Hashem sent Moshe. But over the course of the months of the plagues, over the course of our being freed from Mitzrayim, and after Kriyas Yamsuf, our level of emuna was on a much greater level. And therefore, it evoked a Shira Chadasha. Now, what was this Shira Chadasha? So, suggests the Sam Derech the following, that we realized through the Shira, as I'll explain to you in a moment, that God has a Hashkocha Pratis, a particularistic relationship with each and every Jew at each and every moment. God is with us. Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis asfas hayom. Right before the Shira, we are taught that the Jewish people saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. The reason for on the seashore, they were very afraid that just as we survived going through the sea, perhaps the Egyptians as well. And therefore, what did Hashem do? Hashem washed up to the shore the exact same Egyptian, their former master, the Egyptian that oppressed them. They now saw that Egyptian literally at their feet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to perform this incredible miracle. And going beyond, we find within the Shiras Hayam that the Torah tells us that the Egyptians drowned in three ways. They went down either like kash, straw, or like evan, a stone, or ka'uferes, like lead. And the rabbis explained to us, commensurate with the behavior of each individual Egyptian, that's the way they drowned. If they were especially wicked, then they went down as straw. If they were a little bit better, somewhat compassionate, not entirely, they went down like a stone, which is quicker than the straw. And if they were, quote, the most menschlich, the most compassionate among the Egyptians, they went down like lead very, very quickly. That Hashem is able to make this distinction, and this is what they saw in front of their eyes. They realized that his meitzitz min ha-rakim, that is literally looking through the lattice. We were suffering, but Hashem, they saw, was realizing and appreciative of their individual situation in Mitzrayim. What emerges is an incredible, heightened emuna, faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's not only Kol Yochol, that he's not only the one that literally does everything that you would say Bechlau in general, but no, Mamish Bifrat, in a very personal way, you have this relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more very important observation regarding the Shira. Really, the Shira, which has approximately, because there's a debate, 18 psukim. So if you think about it, the essence of the Shira is expressed in the very last verse. In the very last verse, you have Kivos is Paro, Berichbo Farsha Bayam. When Paro's cavalry came with his chariots and horsemen into the sea, for Yoshev Hashem Aleim Ismei Hayam, and God turned back the waters of the sea upon them, Uvnei Yisrael Lachu Bayabasha B'soch Hayam, and the children of Israel walked on the dry land amid the sea. In simple English, this one verse says that Paro was chasing us. They were drowned. Israel was saved. And we walked through the sea on dry land. Why do I need the first 18 psukim of the Shira? And the Beis Halevi says something so powerful. And that is that the first 18 psukim, which are all praise of Hashem, this is there for us, that we get to the essence of the song. The essence of the song is thank you, Hashem, not simply for delivering us, that's the last verse, but thank you, Hashem, for allowing us to be the medium through which your name was glorified, the greatest Kiddush Hashem, that people all over the world knew, because waters split all over the world. They realized something very special was happening. Yes, and they might not have found out on that day why the waters split, but it didn't take long for the whole world to know that he split the waters on behalf of the Jewish people, that there is that personal relationship between God and the Jewish people. One closing thought. It says very clearly, Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis. They saw, right? Zekeli b'amveyu. They pointed. They were able to see God. Ro'as Hashivcha al hayom. The maidservant was able to comprehend and to see that which even the prophet Yechezkel, who we read on Shavuos, the description of the divine throne, she saw even more than he. So what's going on here? What's going on here is that if you could see, why did you need emunah? Why do you say that they believed in God? They saw. And the Beis Halevi gives, the Chidush Arim gives a beautiful answer. He says, this comes to teach us that a Jew always needs emunah. They had great, they saw. There's only one thing they couldn't see, and that is Tchiyas HaMesim. And that's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks the question, where do we find Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah, that the dead will come to life? And the Gemara answers, Oz Yashir, Moshe. Moshe will sing in the future. So this concept that Moshe will sing in the future teaches us that Moshe will come to life again. The Jew always needs emunah. We started the Yom Tov with emunah, and we end the Yom Tov with emunah as well. The Haftorah that we're going to read on Achron Shel Pesach, the Haftorah very powerfully begins with Od Hayom Binov LaAmod, the tremendous miracle that Sanherib and his army were killed at the gates of Yerushalayim rather than do any damage to Bnei Yisrael. And finally, V'yotza Choter Megezer Yishai, a staff will grow from the stump of Yishai. We are promised that there will be a Moshiach. We are promised, as we had in the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before, its bookends. Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem, the Navi promised us Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. He's going to announce the coming of Mashiach. We leave Pesach energized. We leave Pesach knowing that just as in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu energized Bnei Yisrael. How? By Leil Shimurim, by Rashi telling us that Hashem was anxiously awaiting for the time He would take us out of Egypt, and His Chishev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thinking about it, says the Nesivos in his Haggadah, is like an action. His thoughts energized us, kept us going in Mitzrayim. And I'd like to suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as well Chishev as HaKetz for us. He is energizing us to hold on strong in our belief. And even though we're experiencing now a world around us that none of us could have envisioned, it's especially at times like that that we believe He is running the show. He is Metzitz Min HaCharakim. And even though times look bleak for us, there's no question that the Haftorah, the holiday of Pesach, energizes us that we are strong. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema. I believe with perfect faith that there will be Tchiyas HaMesim. I believe with perfect faith that there will be a Moshiach. And this has to be our takeaway and our lessons from the holiday of Pesach. A good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov to all. Just remember, after Pesach, make sure that you, number one, wait until your Rav negotiates with the non-Jew after Pesach to get the chametz back, and buy your chametz from stores which properly disposed of chametz before Pesach. Shabbat Shalom and a good Yom Tov to you.